A debt ceiling deal? Maybe? From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. We may soon have a deal to raise the debt ceiling. White House and Republican congressional negotiators are reportedly close to the finish line. Is that for real? Well, details of what that deal is likely to include and exclude are starting to leak out. Marketplace's Nova Sappho has more.
Negotiators appear to be nearing an agreement to raise the debt ceiling for a two-year period that would carry the country well past the next presidential election and into the next Congress, when the power dynamics could be different. In exchange for a debt ceiling increase, the White House has reportedly agreed to a two-year cap on non-defense discretionary spending that includes things like education and law enforcement. Republicans are said to have dropped demands to raise defense spending further than the White House has proposed. Among the final sticking points appear to be Republicans' insistence on new work requirements for recipients of certain federal assistance programs, such as food aid and Medicaid. The White House is said to be resisting that change. A deal could be announced as early as later today or this weekend, less than a week before the government could run out of money to pay all of its bills. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.
Social media use by young people in the U.S. is nearly universal, and it may be harmful to them. That's according to an advisory out this week from the Surgeon General. The report says a third of teenagers are on social media, quote, nearly constantly. There can be benefits to that, but there can be costs, too. One place that's grappling with where and how students access social media, schools. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has more.
At Huntley High School in Northern Illinois, Principal Marcus Beelan says the majority of discipline issues get started on social media.
You made a comment to me or said something to me or tagged me in something at 9 o'clock at night. The first time I'm going to see you is at 7:30 when we walk in the building and a fight breaks out.
Beelan says it's hard to control how students use social media outside the classroom and that some have trouble regulating their use inside it, too.
Like their phone physically has to be within arm's reach or on their person in order for them to feel some level of comfort.
And in the college classes he teaches, Jim Steyer of the digital literacy nonprofit Common Sense Media banned social media use. He says it diverts students' attention, and there's a real cost to that.
We're going to have to spend more dollars to educate young people if they're distracted half the time.
Also, Principal Marcus Beelan points out, it's a skill to function without technology, both in some workplaces and in life. And if schools don't teach kids how to do that, they'll have failed them. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.
Disney's live-action The Little Mermaid opens today. It's expected to bring in more than $100 million at the box office this weekend. And while the movie is likely to make plenty of money for Disney, the real-life mermaid industry is likely to get a boost as well. Yes, there is a real-life mermaid industry. Marketplace senior Washington correspondent and apparently certified mermaid, Kimberly Adams, has more on how one business in the industry is preparing.
In Lincolnton, North Carolina, the staff at Finfolk Productions sew mermaid tails. Long sleeves of thick swimsuit-like fabric with photorealistic scales and fins.
So we've got our tiny Discovery fabric tails, which start off at $215.
Abby Roberts started the business out of a garage with her twin sister Bryn a decade ago.
Then our kind of signature fabric tails, as we call them, that have like the bigger flukes and stuff, those start at like a $395 price and go up from there if you want to add fins.
Their tails became so popular, they both dropped out of college to make tails full time. Here's Bryn Decker.
It doesn't sound like a real job, but I promise that it is.
A job that's now a seven-figure business, housed in a renovated warehouse decorated with undersea landscape murals their dad painted. Abby says there's a waiting list 3 to 4 months long for the fabric tails.
And then we have our silicone tails, which start at around $5,000. We actually haven't been taking orders for silicone tails for a couple of years while we just get caught up on our wait list.
You heard that right. They have a years-long wait list for $5,000 mermaid tails, and they expect even more business once the movie's out. While I was visiting, the staff did a photo shoot for a new tail design, printed sea green scales with pink and blue accents inspired by the movie. There's a 1,000-gallon tank in the basement where a model flips and spins underwater, showing off the extra fins and embellishments on the tail and combing her hair with a fork, just like Ariel.
Oh, cute. Cute, cute, cute.
They even let me test out a tail, a darker, moodier palette.
Oh, that was cute. Very cute.
I can tell you, trying to do an elegant turn in a giant fish tank with a smile on your face, not easy, even with a cheering squad.
Oh! Yeah, beautiful.
No, she did not. Yes, she did. Yes.
The Roberts sisters are preparing for even more people to try mermaiding after they see the movie.
We're going to have to bring in more seamstresses for the summer and things like that. So we're really trying to get ahead of it.
Because if the response to the new movie in the mermaid industry is anything like the response in the movie industry, they're going to be busy for quite a while. In Lincolnton, North Carolina, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
Our executive producer is Kelly Silvera. Our digital producer is Jarrett Dang. Our engineers are Jessen Dueler and Nick Esposito. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishor with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.